did the same thing. He walked up to a little Dairy Queen in Florence, Alabama, and asked the little girl there for a frap. And she didn't know whether he was being fresh. She did not. I told Gordy, I said, well, you're lucky she did just hang out that window and frap you right in the mouth. But she had to explain to him then about the milkshake. And I understand from Dr. McDavid at the University of Chicago that that there are some parts of the country where a milkshake, they'll just give you milk and something, but no ice cream. You know, but they're all different times. But that's funny you should mention that, because we had just had that experience.
People
are so funny.
Talking with milk, if you offer a glass of sweet milk to someone from the West, they don't know what sweet milk is. But if you ask them if they want to have a glass of milk, now that is their term for sweet milk. And I found that out 15 years ago. I just did not believe this kid didn't know what a glass of sweet milk was, because this is how we distinguished between that and buttermilk.
Right.
Not him.
I mean, they must think sweet milk is when you put sugar.
Right. That's exactly what he thought.
In downtown, we were talking about streets a minute ago. Downtown, where they have, you might have a street, and then over here they have a place where a person can walk, and then. Okay, but. You might say that a boy came by here the other day and the dog ran out and barked at him. So the boy picked up a stick or a what?
Rock.
Okay, I'm sorry, I keep talking over you. And after he picked it up, he did what to it?
He threw it.
Okay. If you go up and knock on the door of somebody's house and you don't get any answer, you must say, well, I don't guess he's
at home.
Okay. What are the different ways that people drink coffee? We might drink it with sugar.
With cream or black.
Okay, what if you're using milk instead of cream? You might say, well, I'll have my coffee white.
With milk.
Okay. And if you wanted it without milk,
without milk.
Have you ever heard the term drinking coffee neat or barefoot or anything like that?
Well, I've heard it barefoot, referring to just black coffee.
Right. Okay, let's see. If you met somebody downtown that you hadn't seen in a long time, you might come home and say, well, guess who I
saw today.
Okay. Would you ever use the term ran into? Or?
Most definitely, ran into.
Okay. And if a father's name is John and his son is named John, you might assume that the son is named
John Junior.
Okay, but they named him what?
John.
No, after or from or what, the father? Would you say he is named?
After the father.
Okay. So some now, getting back this up north, some people would say he's named for the father or named from the father. But I think we'd say after.
Well, to me it would be after the father.
That animal that y'all had in here a minute ago was called a what?
Boston
just,
dog.
Just generally
yeah. Dog.
Okay. Do you raise those or is that just one
That's
you have?
Our plan. That's the only one we have. But we've been on a list since last December to get that dog.
Really?
All right.
Well, I tell you what, they're one of the funniest and smartest dogs I've ever seen in my life is a Boston Terrier, Boston Bull that belongs to one of my fraternity brothers. And I've never seen another dog. This dog was like 11 years old when I saw him. And they had a swing out in the yards for the kids. I mean, just a rope swing. And that nutty dog, the swing was about that high off the ground. And that dog would play, he would run and jump and grab that swing with his teeth and